Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Micah chapter 7, verses 18, 19, and 20, and ask the question that we would say to the Lord, who is a God like you? So here's what the prophet Micah says, starting again, Micah chapter 7, starting at verse 18. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will give truth to Jacob and mercy to Abraham, which you have sworn to our fathers from days of old. The name Micah means, who is like Yahweh? Now, at the end of the prophecy of Micah, he asked the question, who is a God like you? Like many other books of the minor prophets, Micah ended his writings with a glorious hope of restoration, so glorious that it made him reflect on the nature of God and ask this question. Micah glorified the God of such great forgiveness, saying, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. Micah saw that God's forgiveness is so great that it can't even be compared to what often passes for forgiveness among man. But why? Why does God have such great mercy and forgiveness to his people? The answer is not complicated. Because he delights in mercy. You see, the reasons are in him, not in his people. It is simply because he delights in mercy. Some people question the mercy of God, so it is best to deal with such questions. If God delights in mercy, then why are some people lost? Because God doesn't delight in mercy in a way that would bring shame to his justice. God opens his hand of mercy to all who will receive it, but those who will not receive his mercy can only blame themselves. Well, if God delights in mercy, then why is God not always merciful? Well, because there will come a time when the guilty must be punished. God's judgments are in themselves expressions of mercy because they are like the cutting away of cancer. The surgery hurts, but must take place or the whole body will die. If God delights in mercy, then why is there an unpardonable sin? We should be grateful that there is only one unpardonable sin. The sin of rejecting his mercy. If God delights in mercy, then why do I feel that he can't have mercy on me? Well, when we feel like that, we should trust God and not trust our feelings. As Charles Spurgeon said, whatever despair may whisper or doubt may suggest, one verse of scripture is worth 50 fears and doubts, or 50,000 of either. All objections to the delight of God in mercy are but illusions of your brain or delusions of your heart. And look what God does with his great mercy. He will again have compassion on us. God's people once knew his compassion, but they resisted it and they rejected it. Now they can know it again, confident that he will again have compassion on us. And in his compassion, the Lord will subdue our iniquities. He loves us as sinners, but he loves us too much to leave us in our sin. His compassion saves us from our sin. God's compassion is also shown in that the Lord will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. God will not hold on to our sin, but he will forgive us instead. This means that there is no problem with God's forgiveness. He doesn't forgive our sins just to leave them around, to hang them over our head. No, in his compassion, he does away with our sins. He casts them to the depths of the sea, and then he puts a no fishing sign over them. You see, his compassion is shown in that the Lord will give truth to Jacob. God's people not only need his mercy, they need his truth. And he is compassionate enough to give his truth as he gives mercy and pardon. Look at the very last line of the book of Micah, which you have sworn to our fathers from days of old. In concluding his prophecy, Micah saw God's future work as a continuation of his past work to the fathers of Israel. Micah knew that the same love, compassion, and mercy that he showed to their fathers, those things were also available to them if they would receive them in faith. We stand in a long, continuous line of those who are saved by faith and forgiven by trusting in God's perfect sacrifice in and through Jesus Christ. Everyone can stand in the same line if they will receive it in faith. Let God show you what a great God he is, and then let him show someone else what a great God he is through you. Receive this greatness God has to give to you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.